This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, the chilling 911 calls in that Louisville bank massacre, including one from the mother of the gunman begging police dispatchers not to punish him. Here are tonight's headlines.
I'm in a closet hiding. I hear gunshots.
The desperate calls for help from inside the bank as the community comes together to honor the victims.
Evacuations are underway in Richmond, Indiana, as a result of a large-scale industrial fire. More than 2,000 people in the area were ordered to leave their homes.
Tennessee's Shelby County Board of Commissioners has voted unanimously to reinstate Democrat Justin Pearson to the state's House of Representatives.
Twitter turmoil. Elon Musk talks about the troubles the social media platform has faced since he took over.
The pain level of Twitter has been extremely high.
Our tax series, if you use apps like Venmo to get paid, you want to hear the new IRS rule.
If I didn't have multiple ways that somebody could pay me, I feel like I would lose business.
And the big names added to the National Recording Registry.
These country roads, take me home. Imagine all the people living life in peace.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. Today, we want to begin as we're learning more about that horrible massacre at a Louisville bank. We're hearing from the family of the gunman for the first time, saying they'll fully cooperate with investigators. They're revealing that the shooter had mental health challenges, which they said they were, quote, actively addressing. It comes on the same day police released frantic 911 calls from inside the bank as employees hid, pleading for help. In the background, you hear gunfire as police are engaging with the gunman. Also on those calls, his mother, in shock and disbelief. There is a vigil in downtown Louisville tonight honoring the five people who were killed and eight who were wounded. One of those injured, shot in the back, spoke to CBS News, saying she not only knew the gunman, but was his mentor. She said never in a million years did she think he could have done this. There's a lot to get to, and CBS's Roxana Saberi is in Louisville for us again tonight. Good evening, Roxana.
Good evening, Nora. The community remembered the victims at a vigil here tonight, with residents speaking through tears and calling for gun violence to end. It's just hours since the police released those 911 calls. In them, you can feel the callers' fear as they pleaded for police to act fast.
Oh my God, I just watched on TV.
The 911 calls are chilling. The first one from a woman who watched remotely on a video call as the shooter opened fire on a board meeting at the bank.
This video is still going. Oh my God, there's no, I can't see anything now. The person on the ground.
Then a woman inside the bank calls cautiously as she hides in a closet with another person.
8 or 9 people have been shot.
Uh-huh. I'm in a closet hiding.
Is that shots fired?
Yes.
Stay quiet. Just stay quiet.
I need your help. He's never hurt anyone.
By the time the shooter's mother calls,
he's a really good kid. Please don't come up to him.
Saying her son has never done anything violent and that he might be heading to the bank with a gun.
We don't even own guns. I don't know where he would have gotten a gun.
It was too late. Tonight, two people remain in the hospital, including police officer Nicholas Wilt. Shot in the head as he responded to the shooting, he remains in critical condition. At a vigil in Louisville tonight, mourners honored the 5 people killed in Monday's shooting. Deanna Eckert, Joshua Barrick, Thomas Elliott, James Tutt, and Juliana Farmer. All employees at the bank where the gunman worked. Tiffany Cardwell knew 2 of the victims.
Are you afraid at all that this could happen again, either here or in a different community?
You know, I have 2 college kids, you know, in different campuses, and this could happen, you know, anywhere. But yes, you have to live your life still.
In a statement, the shooter's family condemned what they called this senseless act of violence, adding, while he had mental health challenges, there were never any warning signs he was capable of this shocking act. Funerals for at least 2 of the victims are set to take place on Friday. Nora?
Roxana Saberi, thank you very much. And another big story that we are following, a huge toxic fire at a former recycling plant in Richmond, Indiana, is expected to continue to burn for several more days. It's forced schools to close and more than 2,000 people were evacuated. Tonight, the EPA and local officials are monitoring air quality. Max Lewis with our Indiana affiliate WTTV reports there's major concern over what is burning.
A plume of black smoke rising into the air, stretching from across eastern Indiana and western Ohio.
So I went outside and there was a tremendous amount of smoke and a lot of flames happening at that point.
Officials say the massive fire broke out at a factory in the town of Richmond Tuesday, spewing so much toxic smoke into the air, it appeared temporarily on weather radar.
This has been a challenging fire just because it's plastics.
The city quickly issued a warning to residents within a half mile to stay indoors. The EPA is now investigating whether asbestos-containing materials and other carcinogenic chemicals may have left the site in the smoke.
Fortunately, the toxic compounds that we're looking for, we're not seeing. But everyone needs to keep in mind that smoke is harmful, and we are seeing smoke in our particulate meters.
The mayor said the business has been a fire hazard for years and has been fighting in court since at least 2019 to get the owner to clean it up. Chief Brown said plastic was stacked from wall to wall and floor to ceiling.
It wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when this was going to happen.
The Department of Homeland Security tells CBS News the smoke is diluted as it escapes into the air, and the immediate concern is for the first responders in close proximity to the flames.
You ever seen anything like this?
Not like this. Nope, not this big, not live, only on TV.
Tonight, that fire is under control, but is expected to burn for days. CBS News did reach out to the owner of the plant regarding that cleanup complaint, but did not hear back. Nora?
Max Lewis, thank you very much. In Tennessee, it took less than a week for 2 black Democratic lawmakers to be reinstated to the state legislature after they were kicked out by Republicans for leading a protest over gun reform. CBS's Mark Strassman tells us how the second lawmaker was vindicated this afternoon.
No justice!
No peace!
No Justin, no peace.
This is what democracy looks like.
Justin Jones and Justin Pearson.
Because this is the democracy that changes the status quo.
2/3 of the Tennessee 3 marching supporters through Memphis. to the intersection of reappointment and redemption.
We need to use the democratic process of reappointment in order to ensure that we send a clear message that we care about the preservation of democracy.
What you all see right now is a vote.
The Shelby County Commission's vote whether to appoint Pearson as his former district's interim state rep. Unanimously, they said yes.
People.
2 weeks ago, this disruptive gun control protest on the House floor enraged Republicans. They expelled both Pearson and Jones, a tactic that boomeranged.
Ever been on a roller coaster quite like this one?
Definitely not.
Justin Jones.
Nashville's Metro Council gave Jones back his seat on Monday. An hour later, he took a victory lap on the House floor.
Are you being treated any differently by the Republicans who wanted you gone?
I mean, many of them, you know, some will say hi, some still won't talk to us. I hope that the culture here changes. I hope that democracy thrives, and I hope that we take action to move this state forward.
This development's bound to anger those Republican lawmakers. Governor Bill Lee, another Republican, has signed an executive order to expand background checks for gun buyers. He's also urging legislation to take guns away from dangerous people. And for Democrats here, Nora, it's hard-fought progress.
The debate continues. Mark Strassman, thank you very much. Well, we want to turn now to some breaking news we are getting from New York City, where an envelope containing a mysterious white powder was sent to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Now, this comes a week after Bragg charged former President Donald Trump with 34 felony counts. Police are testing the substance to determine what it is. At this hour, there are no reports of anyone getting sick. Tonight, the Biden administration is hoping to put the brakes on climate change by proposing some of the toughest regulations yet on vehicle emissions. CBS's Ben Tracy reports that hitting its goals will require nothing short of a revolution for drivers.
It's a massive jolt for electric vehicles. The EPA's proposed tailpipe pollution standards are so strict they would effectively force automakers to ditch most gas-powered cars and trucks and put the pedal to the metal on EVs.
Today's actions will accelerate our ongoing transition to a clean vehicle's future.
Right now, fully electric vehicles make up just 7% of new car sales. The Biden administration is trying to supercharge that to more than half by 2030 and two-thirds by 2032. Major U.S. automakers are rapidly ramping up production of EVs, but there are concerns about the supply of raw materials for the batteries and whether the nation's power grid can handle charging demands.
And that's ultimately going to determine whether we can reach these levels.
John Bazella represents the auto industry.
This is clearly ambitious. Is it realistic?
There's no question automakers know how to make electric vehicles. It's going to require a complete transformation of the automotive industrial base if we're going to be truly successful here.
Getting Americans to go electric is key to the Biden administration's climate goals. In the U.S., transportation is the largest contributor to planet-warming carbon emissions. But while 41% of Americans say they are very or somewhat likely to buy an EV, 47% say they are not, mostly because of the cost and lack of charging stations.
So charging stations like this one will eventually need to be on almost every corner, just like gas stations are today. The Biden administration says it wants a nationwide network of 500,000 chargers by 2030. But Nora, that's going to take a lot of work because that's about four times as many that currently exist.
Yeah, a lot of chargers. Ben Tracy, thank you so much. National Public Radio told its nearly 9 million followers on Twitter today that it's quitting the platform owned by Elon Musk. Twitter labeled NPR's main account as state-affiliated media, later changing it to government-funded media, which NPR says undermined its editorial independence. And it comes as Musk, in a rare interview, revealed he would sell Twitter to the right owner. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
In a wide-ranging interview with CBS News partner the BBC, Elon Musk addressed a tidal wave of controversy and missteps.
The pain level of Twitter has been extremely high. This hasn't been some sort of party. So It's been really quite a stressful situation.
Critics say after laying off nearly 80% of Twitter staff, the site has been plagued with operational problems, what Musk dismissed as glitches. He also pushed back on claims of rampant misinformation on the site.
I actually think there's less these days because we've eliminated so many of the bots which were pushing scams and spam. And previous management turned a blind eye.
One study found accounts that often link to false information have seen engagement increase 42% since Musk purchased the company last October. What's indisputable is the financial hit Twitter has taken. In March, Musk valued the company at $20 billion, down from the $44 billion he paid.
I think we're trending towards being cash flow positive very soon, like literally in a matter of months.
But there's also concern users will follow NPR's lead and leave the site altogether. Musk has previously said he would find a new CEO to run the struggling company, which he joked about in the interview.
I'm not the CEO of Twitter. My dog is the CEO of Twitter.
Okay.
When pressed further, he said he planned to name a successor at some point. Jonathan Vigliotti, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Another prominent Republican may be joining the 2024 presidential race. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina announced today that he's launching a presidential exploratory committee, setting up a potential challenge to former President Donald Trump for the GOP nomination. In an exclusive interview today with CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns, Scott talked about how he might appeal to Republican voters.
I see that America is starving for positive, optimistic leadership. I want to provide that alternative, not to any specific candidate, but for the American people.
Scott did not say whether he would support Trump if the former president wins the party's nomination. We want to turn now to our special Tax Time series, clearing up some of the confusion over transactions made on payment platforms like PayPal, Venmo, or Cash App. In tonight's Money Watch, CBS's Scott McFarlane explains which types of payments the IRS will soon want you to report.
I was supposed to have a house call today.
Monica Colburn helps run a Virginia hair salon. But like a growing number of Americans, she uses the flexible hours to earn some extra cash.
How many different side hustles do you have?
I think last year I had 8 1099s.
She works weddings and promotes musicians, collecting most of her income through payment apps like Venmo.
If I didn't have multiple ways that somebody could pay me, I feel like I would lose business.
The apps are easy to use, but starting next year, filing taxes for millions of people could become trickier. A new IRS rule will require anyone earning more than $600 on payment apps in 2023 to receive a 1099 K form. The old threshold was earning $20,000 over 200 transactions.
This is not a tax law change. This is just a reporting requirement for those third parties like Venmo, PayPal, and the credit card companies.
The IRS expects an initial surge of 4 million of these forms next year, which it says it can handle.
But there are businesses concerned handling all the paperwork from this change could be like taking on a whole nother job in and of itself.
Businesses like Dennis Turbeville, a Maryland furniture maker, takes nearly all of his payments through apps and worries he'll make a mistake when the government is asking for its cut.
A $2,500 penalty for a business that's doing $2 million a year, not a big deal. For somebody like me, that's a big deal.
The IRS says money exchanged between friends shouldn't be taxed and warns users to classify those transactions as personal, not goods and services. Scott McFarlane, CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
Record warmth is moving east, along with the growing risk of wildfires. That story is coming up next.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Records are falling as the unseasonably warm weather moves east, with temperatures well into the 80s through Friday. Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and New York could be 20 to 40 degrees above normal. The dry, breezy conditions are raising concerns about fires. This massive one in central New Jersey forced temporary evacuations. There's news about the coronation of King Charles. Will Prince Harry and Meghan be there? The royal details next. Buckingham Palace ended months of speculation today when it confirmed Prince Harry will attend his father's coronation on May 6th. But he'll be solo. Wife Meghan will stay in California with Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet. It wasn't clear if Harry would show up after his memoir revealed a deep rift with the royal family. Hit music is being preserved for the ages. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Library of Congress has announced the 25 recordings it's preserving this year because of their cultural and historic importance. CBS's Elise Preston reports the list includes a string of classics and a big surprise for video game fans.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
They're part of our nation's soundtrack, from the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams to Daddy Yankee's Gasolina. First reggaeton song chosen for preservation. Genres that span generations.
Country roads, wasting away again in Margaritaville.
I played the song, people liked it. I went, wow, this is pretty good.
Queen Latifah's renowned rhymes make her the first female rapper inducted.
The title of this recital is Ladies First.
Quite a lot of women on this list, a lot of women of color. Why is that so important?
Well, when you think about the diversity of recorded sound, you have to include as many voices as possible.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Mariah Carey and Madonna. And for the first time, a video game theme song made the list, the Super Mario Brothers melody.
Hurricane,
25 recordings, harmonizing into history.
And the world will live as
one. Elise Preston, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington. Thanks for joining us, and good night.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, Why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.